Hello, everyone, and welcome to Completing Daily Tasks with Tips and Tricks from Max.
Hey, everybody, my name is Max. That's the end of the fourth video in the five-part series. We're going to talk about dressing. I'm didn't let him introduce himself, but I'm with John. So this video series is funded by the Raise Center. It's RAISE. They're the one that is funding the project. John, do you want to introduce yourself and maybe say something fun about you?
John Tagg. I describe myself as an older white male. I use a power wheelchair. My diagnosis is muscular dystrophy, which what I tell people is my muscles are slowly but surely dissolving. Not every muscle, but and so it's making things much harder for me to do. I've received intensive care services, I think, for around 25 years now. And I'm now at, I have 24/7 care. Not that it's challenging to get someone to fill all those hours for sure, but I do have the opportunity to have someone here all the time. That's the nature of the disability. I describe myself really as an advocate. I'm kind of like a low key advocate, and I'm heavily involved in a number of issues. Mainly one of the issues I work on are transportation, and as I've said before, home and community based services. I have two adult daughters. I'm married, and so that's kind of me in a nutshell.
Thank you, John. So my folks, we're going to talk about dressing today. So do you have any trouble dressing? Can you dress yourself? Or do you need help with your from your attendant?
I think probably over time, I need more and more help. For example, I now, we had talked in our last episode about bathing. It's the same thing with wearing clothes. I can no longer get my clothes on by myself. Whether that means pulling my pants up or putting a shirt on, whether it be a regular shirt or I wear a lot of turtlenecks. So I need someone to do all of that for me. I don't have the upper body strength or the dexterity to do those. So yeah, I rely on my direct care workers or personal care attendants to put my clothes on. And it's the same thing if I go outside and I have to wear a jacket or whatever, if it's going to rain, people have to put that on before I can leave. I used to be able to, and still to some extent, get my wrap off when I'm outside. Like if I have a plastic wrap that I wear when it rains, I can get that off, but it's gotten more harder and harder to do that. I used to have a winter wrap that I could get on and off. I can no longer do that. So what's happened over time, just like with the bathing, is that I'm no longer able to do much of that myself. Can I adjust things, maybe? Can I unbuckle my belt or my pants? Yeah, I can do certain things, but actually getting clothes on and off, that's something I can no longer do on my own.
Very nice. For me, I'm going to respond because it's only me and you here, so I'll put my two cents in. For me, dressing isn't really that much of a challenge. Though I dress myself on the floor, and I've had People tell me, why don't you dress yourself in your wheelchair? I don't know. I did have always done it where I get on the floor. I just put out right on the floor and get dressed. It's easier because I can lay on my floor and pull my pants up and everything. My problem is dressing nicely because I don't really have a lot of dexterity in my fingers. So like buttons and snaps and to put the tie on will really help me. So I kind of have to modify what I wear to work and what I wear to business events, to kind of fit my needs. I wear mainly polos because that's the easiest to put on. And if I have a button-up shirt, I leave the top button unbuttoned, and then I just leave the web button so I can just put it on like a polo. And then, I mean, it's hard for me to, I just leave my pants buttoned and zipped all the time. I don't ever unzip them or unbutton them. And most of my Me and my mom found a clo type of the dress pants that like is more elastic, so it's easier for me to put on. I kind of have learned how to modify what I wear to kind of fit my needs, and it works for me. I never Had you ever tried to use like a set technology to like have you button and have you snap? I never have you?
No, I mean, that's why we were talking about. I wear amazed, basically wear turtlenecks and pullover shirts. I don't do any button down things because I wouldn't be able to button that. And I've not looked at any devices that might be helpful in that area. And that's something that I might look at, but I'm not sure at this stage in my dexterity with my arm strength and stuff, it would have much of an effect. Like I said, I can get my seat belt on, those sorts of things, but and I would be able to probably pull my pants together. But for example, I don't use a zipper. I don't get because I couldn't be I wouldn't be able to pull up the zipper and or get it down either. So I tend to look at clothes that are going to work, that are easy for other people to get on, because that's one of the other thing is if you have somebody who if you have a button down shirt, well, I couldn't button it down, so yeah, it's not like I'm looking for to give more work to our my direct care workers. But like for example, I don't wear a tie. Now, if I wanted to wear a clip-on tie, somebody would have to put the shirt on, buckle, and then put the clip on tie. But again, I wouldn't be able to do any of that stuff. So I've taken just the approach of being simple in what I wear.
Have you ever felt, I guess, like, I know you're a pretty professional guy, and I have done a lot of things professionally. Have you ever felt weird about like going to things, professional things, without like proper attire? Like, had that ever made you feel weird or out of place?
Well, the answer to that is no. Just to some point of reference, when I used to work and it went back a number of years, I was in sales. I used to wear three-piece suits, button down. I used to wear cufflinks, all of those things, which I could do back then my own. But I slowly sort of got away from that. One of the things you like, for example, today's society is more dressed down than ever before. There were restaurants where you had to put a jacket on. There's not so much that anymore. But if you go to a funeral home, or to like when I go to church, and when I was a kid, people used to dress up to go to church. Now nobody really dresses up. And I see men and women dressed up in church all the time, but not as many as it used to be. It almost used to be a requirement. Now, and again, as a kid, I could do things myself so that I could, go to church dressed up. And of course, my parents also wanted you to be dressed up too. So there was that kind of pressure. But right now, like for example, when my daughter got married, I wore a because it was on December 7th. I wore a green pullover, green slacks, and a red sweater. So I didn't have a suit jacket on. And so again, there it used to be when you go into a restaurant, some restaurants want you to wear a jacket. In fact, I've gone to restaurants in years past if they had jackets. It was just part of what they did. And that's not so much anymore. Now, again, like I said, I would always have to have someone put it on anyways.
Yeah.
I would agree with you that society had definitely been more lenient on dress codes, which I agree with. We work in the disability field, and I personally don't think that if you work in the disability field, that is a reason why you should be wearing a three-piece suit. I think that we need to be relatable to the people that we work with. And I don't know about you, but when I see somebody in a suit that wants to work with me, I feel like I'm at the doctor's office. I feel like I'm dealing with the doctor. That's the first thing that comes to my mind, because our doctors I work with are usually in shirt and ties. So if I'm ever working with anybody with a shirt and tie, that's how I feel. And, I just don't think that's a good delivery service model. Me personally. But do you have any tips or tricks to, that you would tell somebody on how to dress?
Well, no, I think making sure that your clothes are clean, and that would be something that I would recommend. Even if you can't put your own clothes on, the fact of it is that you should be putting clean clothes on. And if your clothes become sore, you should change them. And which I do. Although I don't necessarily have the same things done every day. And I'll give you an example. We were talking about bathing. I don't necessarily wash my top every day, which means I'm not necessarily going to change the top I'm wearing. And so you can have some crumbs on your top, stuff like that. But you want to be, there's no reason why you can't be at least presentable, not dirty, in other words. And there are going to be things that sometimes when people look at you have something you're wearing, it might be odd because remember, somebody else is putting it on you. So it might be bunched up someplace and it might be noticeable, but you have no real control on that.
Yeah, I would agree. I would tip my tip would be to find out what's worth for you. I mean, that all kind of technology out there now, and should you find out what works for you, but don't be ashamed if you can't, dress up to a nice event, because as we said, society kind of changed its idea about dressing, and so don't ever feel ashamed about not being able to wear the tuxedo or the thing, and to find out what works for you and what kind of is in your personality. And I like to dress for the day. So I dress like a slum when I'm at home. But like tomorrow, I have to go to a board meeting. I'll dress up a little bit. So, my motto has always been to dress for the day, and not really take it that seriously. And I have better things to worry about than, what I'm wearing. Even though, I think, John, your point was really good about it's important that you're clean, because people would still, want to see you clean, and it's a good representation for yourself, to be clean.
I, for example, I don't wear shorts, or I don't wear short sleeve shirts. Those are things I've gotten away from wearing. One of the reasons why having long sleeve shirts on, including an undershirt, is to because it's cold. Sometimes when I get on a bus or a paratransit van, it's cold. So that gives me some protection against that. Or you go into a place that's heavily air conditioned, and so that's also one of the things I do. The other thing is maybe there's some vanity in the fact that I don't wear shorts because I don't think I look good in shorts, and that's part of it. And remember, if you wear tops and stuff to show things, you know, so part of it's you're covering yourself anyways because it's not that you're trying to make yourself appealing, but you want to make yourself, you don't want to make yourself look good or look bad. And that's part of it. So there's a little bit of an ego thing there too. Because I have, very thin legs. And if I'm wearing shorts, it's more don't you follow. If I'm wearing long pants, it's not so much. It doesn't show as much anyways.
Do you have anything else that you would like to add for the people at home?
No, Max, I think that's about it. I think we've covered pretty much all. Are there always something you might miss? For example, are there certain colors I won't wear? Probably. But that has nothing to do with my disability. It just says something I'm not going to wear. That the shorts has a little bit more to do with my disability, but the other things should not. Like, I have no problem wearing a multicolored shirt. Now, my thing, the way I dress, I'm not interested in drawing attention to myself. I'll let my mouth do that. So I'm saying it. So now nothing else really, Max, that I can think of. I think we kind of covered the fine points of it. Like I said, is there always something I can miss? Yeah, but I think I've covered pretty much the upshot of it is that I really can't dress myself and I need more and more help to do things. I mean, as far as dressing goes.
All right, John, well, thank you for your insight.
Thank you all for joining us and listening. We would also like to thank the RACE Center for hosting this series.